You're just a click away from Quick Bites, three questions with political organizer Pete D'Alessandro. Each week, I take a thought leader out to lunch. But before we get into our business conversation that we, by the way, record, I ask our guest three questions. Always the same three questions, and that is coming up right now.
A proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Hey, welcome to the Business News Hour. Pete D'Alessandro is with us. We are talking about, well, out to lunch. And we are out to lunch at Trostel's Dish in Clive, Iowa. And in just a moment, you're going to meet my friend who I have had the pleasure of knowing for now for several years. He is what is called a political organizer. And because Iowa is ground zero right now for everything politics, we thought we'd go out to lunch with Pete and find out more about what it is his business is all about. But before we go there, let's say hello to Pete and then start in with Quick Bites, three questions that we ask each and every guest. Pete, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here, man.
Great to be here, Mike. Always have a great time on your show.
You know, this is always, I think, really an interesting time here in Iowa because we are, as I said, ground zero for everything politics. And you've been involved in the political world for like ever, yeah?
Boy, it seems that way. I've been in Iowa since 1996 working on campaigns. And Iowa was actually the place that I made the choice that when I wanted to, exactly what you just said, when I wanted to make it my career, my life, the thing that I did to pay the bills, Iowa's the place I came to be able to build that hopefully, and it's worked out pretty darn well for me.
Now, if you listen to Pete, you can tell right away he ain't from around these parts. He is originally from where? Chicago?
Yeah, I was born in Chicago, grew up on what would be what folks would call the western suburbs, literally the suburbs that were right next to the city.
Names are what?
A town called Berwyn.
Yeah, sure, Berwyn.
About 50,000 people when I grew up there. And old school kind of Union Democratic town. So that's where I grew up learning about politics and getting my first taste of it. And
were your folks politically active?
You know, they weren't. But the thing I always say is both my dad and my mom were very clear that it was accepted. And it was the type of, you know, we had the conversations around the dinner table. And it was something they cared about. And so from the sense of that they voted in every election, And taught you from an early age that that's part of citizenship. They were.
And then
they were always very involved whenever I would be involved.
Yeah, it really was a time. I'm a little bit older than you are, Pete, but I do recall, you know, around our kitchen table, there was always a talk about politics, what was going on in the world. Yeah. And my grandfather, may he rest in peace, was a union organizer back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And so he was out there mashing it up in places like Chicago and Racine and Milwaukee and Detroit and even Fort Dodge, Iowa, interestingly.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a heck of a place to cut your teeth in politics, especially when you have my my view of things and took on what was known as the machine quite a bit and even got a few wins, but you get your head knocked around a little bit.
Politics is a little interesting in Chicago. Still
yes,
is,
it still
as a
is,
matter of fact.
Still is.
Yeah. Interesting mayoral race there.
I thought it was an amazing race. When you're watching it, and that was probably the first mayor's race in Chicago that I hadn't been in Chicago doing something,
right?
Whether it was an alderman race or on one of the mayor campaigns, probably in 10 years or 12 years. And so I was watching it from a distance, and I'll tell you, it played out in a way that I would have never predicted.
Me either.
Especially with the spread. You know, Mayor Lightfoot really put together a heck of a campaign and then really had a mandate.
Yeah.
Going in.
Yeah,
it was really
fascinating
to
watch.
Yeah, it really was.
Well, okay, I got to get into three questions.
Sure.
And then we'll cover some of this other stuff a little bit later on.
All
because
right.
I want to get your thoughts about the spread, about politics, about what's going on in Iowa now, and a whole bunch of other things with regard to your business as being a political organizer. All right, three questions. We ask every one of our guests the same three questions. Book, movie, job. We start out with, all right, Pete, if you If you're reading a book, what book out there really caught your attention?
I'm going to invoke what I call the Brad Anderson rule. He used it when he was talking about his movies. So I'm going to give you a couple in different factions of how I view things. The first one, I guess, would be called more of a spiritual awakening kind of book, and it's a book called The Divine Milieu by Teilhard de Chardin. He was a French Jesuit, and it's a book that I read, I think, for the first time I was in high school, and I actually try to go back to it probably once a decade. Just as you grow,
really?
it means more. Yeah, there's a quick snippet. It's
sure.
He has this point where he talks about after we're done harnessing the winds and the waves and the tides and the gravitations, we shall harness the energy of love, and at that day, for the second time in history, we will discover fire. And that's like this incredible summation of his philosophy. And what he was at the time, I think he died in the 1960s, so from about 1920 or to late 50s. Again, he was a French Jesuit, and he was really one of the first theologians to say, this isn't a bad place that you're just trying to get through to get to this heaven,
right,
or whatever you perceive.
Got it, okay.
He was one of the first theologians that was saying, no, this, if God put this here, it's good, and your job is to find as much good in it as you can, and then to spread that good to other people. And he's a very interesting guy, and was just an amazing writer. The second book is more in what I do. It's more of a professional kind of a book, and it would be Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, which to this day I use many of those rules and expand on those rules in the type of organizing I do. And the type of people that I've worked for and the type of causes I've fought for over my career, he is the perfect kind of person to use as a model. And actually, I carry a few of those around with me, and I give them out to people. That's
really?
That's how important I think that book is if you want to be certainly a progressive political organizer. And then the last one I want to say, because those are both pretty heavy books,
yeah.
You know, and you have to be in the right mood for them. There is a book by a guy named Richard Goodwin, who I had the privilege in my career in middle management and politics to actually meet on a campaign, and it's called Remembering America. And Richard Goodwin was a very interesting character. He just passed away recently, but the book starts with when he was a legal counsel for the federal government, and he was the guy who did the investigation into the quiz show scandals, and then he went on to be a speechwriter for John F. Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, Robert Kennedy. He was actually with Robert Kennedy
really?
The night he was assassinated, and it's just this incredible book about his journey through the 60s. And connecting with politics and how, in the right ways, it could really do good.
That was such a transformational time.
And he was with all the transformational people.
Oh.
So it's an amazing book. So it's called The Other America, and that would be the book that I always recommend to people if they say, Pete, you got a book on politics that might be interesting to read. And I'll tell you what, once you start reading that book, you'll go from start to finish so quickly because it's such a great read.
Good. All right. Three books, not one, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. The Brad Anderson rule. Go ahead and give multiples. All right. So we've got book. Now the second question for Quick Bites is movie. What movie have you seen, Pete?
That one I always come back to, and that's one. There's a singular one. I'm 55 years old, so I always say certainly men of my age have made many of our life decisions based on The Godfather. And so I would say The Godfather. There are so many things that happen in that movie that are just life kind of moments where you say, you know, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. Never take sides against the family, against your family. And then, of course, probably the one that everyone uses at some point, leave the gun, take the cannoli. So there's so many great different things that movie tells you.
It also speaks to loyalty, doesn't it?
Well, loyalty, and it's just an interesting movie that way.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And it was really the first movie that, on a big level, and we see so much of it now and done well, it was the first movie that took bad guys, and by the end of the movie you realize, wait, these are bad guys, but I was rooting for them.
Yeah.
And it was the first movie to do that in a obviously such a great way.
Pete D'Alessandro, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest for Out to Lunch. We're doing quick bites right now. Three questions each and every one of our guests. Same three questions, by the way. So the final question, Pete, is about jobs. If you weren't doing what you're doing now, which is a political organizer, an operative in dozens of campaigns over your career, what would you like to be doing?
You know, that I was thinking about that question, and so I'll lead with this, is I am the luckiest guy in the world. I am literally doing what I've wanted to do my whole life. And there's not a day I don't drive to work, and other people have heard me say this, that at some point I just look up to the sky and I thank Grandpa for making the boat.
Really?
Because I am blessed. I am doing what I've wanted to do literally since fourth grade. Having said that, it would probably be something to do with sports in some way. I probably coaching at the college level, probably not very well, but doing that, or covering it for maybe covering sports in some fashion. That's my second passion, I would say, and sometimes a little too passionate about it.
All right, so Cubs or White Sox?
I grew up a Cub fan. I don't think I've technically excommunicated myself yet, but I have a lot of problems with their owners, and it's really tough for me to root for that particular entity because of the their owners basically, I'd be giving money to an entity that then gives money to fight against everything I believe in, and I'm fighting for every day. Yeah. So that's been a little tough on me the last few years.
I would imagine. Bears or Packers?
I'm actually a Raider fan.
Yeah, get out of here.
And that probably doesn't, for a guy whose favorite book is Saul Alinsky's Rule for Radicals, that probably makes a lot of sense when I was growing up. So, yeah, I am a Raider fan, and I'm looking forward to the move to Vegas.
All right. His name is Pete D'Alessandro, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to Quick Bites as we go out to lunch at Trostel's Dish in Clive, Iowa. Don't go anywhere, because we're about to unpack a lot of stuff about Pete, about what he does for a living, who he's working for, why he does what he does. It's all about the business of politics. Stay with us. This is the Business News Hour as we go out to lunch at Trostel's Dish. That was Quick Bites with Pete D'Alessandro. Click through to learn more about the business of politics. As we go out to lunch, talk business, and you, yeah, you, get to listen in.